HKX N4ZLK. ZLK clear.
Jane, N0TR.
I've got one more stop. I'm actually meeting a buddy from work. He's out, had his knee replaced. He's going to come meet me for lunch today.
Roger. Well, we just dropped off some paper towels and tissue and rotisserie chicken and I don't know what else. Some Gatorade for the kids and the grandkids over here. And they weren't home, so nobody was home. And so we're just now headed back towards the QTH. And I'm starting to get a little bit hungry, but we only eat two meals a day. And so about 1:30 is about the time I get some cottage cheese and tomatoes and stuff like that, peppers. Then later on we'll have that rotisserie chicken, won't we, Mom? And that's always a treat.
Cottage cheese and tomatoes is a treat. I could eat that like for my meal and dessert.
When I met said that, by golly, my daughter just sticks her nose up at it. She always, I'll purposely send her a picture of it. And right around noon hour, and then she'll send back one of those green emojis, you know, throwing up.
I'd never heard of it until my father-in-law introduced me to that years ago. I don't know why. I always liked cottage cheese and I like tomatoes. I just never thought about putting the two together.
You can put some things together that you don't think about. W2T, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Rusty. Good to hear you. Well, I like pineapple and cottage cheese, but Bernice don't make that much during tomato season. And I can live on tomatoes. They're not supposed to be. They're good for you. But as you get older, the little seeds can get stuck down there in your colon and different things. So far, I haven't had to stop eating them. And we've had a treasure trove of tomatoes lately. It seems like they always get ripe all at once. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, they do. Good afternoon, Tom, and good afternoon, Shane. Anyway, yeah, I was just sitting here and heard y'all. Turned the radio up and heard y'all. I thought I heard your voice, Tom, and I'm just sitting here trying to messing around on the computer, messing around on the radio, trying to work a couple of CW stations, but they faded away before I could get in there and send to it. So just a couple of people on, just a couple of countries I've worked on other bands to see if I could get them on these bands, but didn't work out, so, you know, it's what it is today, and just trying to get a few things done, so. I'm going to go in there and stick a pizza in the oven here in a little while and everything. And I've got a recipe for a spaghetti casserole that the sauce that goes in the middle of it includes cottage cheese in it. So it's cottage cheese, sour cream, and one other item, and it makes the sauce that goes in the middle of it, you know.
Hey, boy, that sounds good as well. My wife makes spaghetti sauce now. She throws a block of cream cheese in it while it's cooking. Man alive. It comes out, you know, obviously different than your regular spaghetti, but boy, is it ever good. Go ahead, Tom.
So that sounds yummy, too. Bernice always listens, don't you, Ma?
Yes, I do.
She sits around and looks at recipes all the time. And that sounds good also from you, Rusty. Oops, this guy's turning. So I better slow down unless I want to wear his license plate. Rusty propagation has been funny ever since that coronal mass ejection. I mean, just because you hear them is not necessarily going to get them more so lately than normal, I would say. So that doesn't surprise me. I was surprised to hear that one on 17 meters the other day that I sent you. I saw the Philippines on there a couple of times in the last, maybe last Wednesday or so. And, but when I turned the radio on, listened for the propagation. It wasn't there. And I worked the Philippines several times from here, and I hooked Bob up with him one day, earlier this year, and he hadn't heard them. But every now and then they come in, but the propagation's been kind of odd lately, and it sure has. What countries was those you was trying to pick up?
I was trying to get Canary Islands, and I was also trying to get, what was the other one that popped up in there? The other one was Thailand, and just couldn't get either one of them. They faded away about the time I got on there and could get them locked in.
You were working FT8 then, right?
No, CW.
Oh, man. That'd have been a jewel on Thailand. I've never worked Thailand. You know, just don't have the altitude here. And even from Kansas, I never did work Thailand, to my knowledge. No, I know I haven't. Those countries over in there, Laos and Thailand and Vietnam, are really hard from here unless you go up to K4SVs or something and work them from there, which I don't do. But they're rough. Go ahead, Shane.
Present LK. What spotter program do you guys use?
This is HRD logbook, and they've got their own spotting system on the on their logbook page, and I use that, and it it picks up a lot of things, and I can set what I'm if I'm looking for specific countries or something like that, but I just have it do HF and 6 meter only, so I get the spots for them. And right now there's a lot of digi on. I'm not working digi right now, but there's a lot of that on Spain, Indonesia, Brazil, Poland, Norway. No, Norway's in on CW on 14.023.5, and I might flip around there and try those here in a minute. But Singapore is on digital this morning and this afternoon, and Serbia, things like that. Things like that are on, you know. And, Tom, what I'll do is I've got a couple of recipes I just got here down recently. I'm going to scan them in, and I'll email them to you. How about that? W2T. Go ahead, Tom.
Rusty, that's a good idea.
Appreciate that, Rusty. She's always interested in good recipes. And I'm a test subject, I think. Well, I've worked Singapore and that, but I've not worked Indonesia, and Bob's worked them several times. He said they're not all that hard, but, you know, he's sitting up there a couple thousand feet higher than we are, or better than 1,000 anyways, and that makes a big difference, and the big beams make a difference. But, you know, I'm going to stick my neck out here, and I'm going to tell you that I think that Superloop is the best antenna, wire antenna, I've ever had. And I know Bill's got a couple of them. It even outperforms the Carolina Wyndham, as far as I'm concerned. And, if I can hear them, I can generally work them. But that's really stretching it out down in there. But I did work India the other day, and that's just about halfway around the world, and I've worked several in the Indian Ocean from here, so I'm really pleased. The guys used to talk about the Carolina kilowatts, and they just resented them something fierce up there in Zero Land, because they always got the contacts. Go ahead, Jane.
Into that super loop, I like wire antennas. I have the room. I just got a lot of trees around for putting up any kind of tower. And I'm not ready to put a tower up yet. I don't know if my wife's ready for that either. Still trying to work on her. But I do like wire antennas. So I'm going to have to check into that super loop. And guys, I'm going to drop down in a hole, and then I won't be long to my next stop. So I will say 73 to you, Miss Bernice, too. And good to talk to both of you, Rusty and Tom. And Rusty, you take it. N4ZLK.
All right, Shane. Well, be careful out there on the road today, and we'll catch up to you later. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Shane. Great to hear you. If you want, I can send you plans of it. They used to be, W4DJW told me a long time ago, they was on the Brar's website. And mine, I think, is 99 feet long. You'll see some that are a little longer than that. But from what Dave gleaned at the time, This length was the prime subject that should be used, and he shot my first one up, and I got to tell you, I worked over 1,000 contacts that year just on that one antenna, and I was pretty down in the dumps because I lost my tower back in Kansas. But you know what? Towers have pluses and minuses. And number one, they're a good lightning rod. Number two, eventually you're going to have something. Anytime you have a dynamic thing that moves, something's going to break. Coax, connections can get wet and leak. Your rotator cables, your rotators. I even had one friend that had his rotator blowed out in his face one time by lightning back up in Missouri. That scared him to death. But they also got cables going to them, whereas the wire antennas, pretty easy to replace and cheap if things go down in comparison, let's say. 73 Shane, have a good day. Rusty, what are you up to the rest of the day?
I'm in a Zoom meeting here later, and I've got some, I'm doing a couple of correspondence courses, and I'm working on them, too. So they're online kind of courses and everything like that, too. So I'll get a little bit, spend a little bit more time on them this afternoon and just see what's going. But anyway, not a whole lot else, and I guess you you and Bernice have been out and about, so you're headed home now, huh?
Aye, aye, Captain. We are headed for the Rouse House. And I talked to Shane earlier a little bit, and Gabriel come in for a few minutes. And we went to Sam's over in your area, and then I didn't have to go to Costco's today. I don't know why I keep a membership there, but we have. Occasionally there's something we want from there. But it doesn't pay off as much as it used to, but we get most everything we want at Sam's. That's a good store there. And it was out of one thing I like. I like those, where are they from, Bernice? Oh, the coffee house that's so famous. Starbucks. They make a drink that the daughter turned me on to a long time ago. She doesn't drink it much because it's too high in calories. But it's like a chocolate drink, a mocha with coffee in it. It's a little pricey, but I'll just take a drink of one. If I get a little run down, I'm out working outside in the heat or on the chicken house or something, and then I'll put the lid on it and stick it back in the fridge. And it lasts quite a while. If you get a case of it, it's about $20. And naturally, well, they didn't have it today, and it looks like they're not going to carry it anymore. I don't know. But you buy one of them at Starbucks or the grocery store, no, they're out of my price range. I'm not going to give that much for them. But you can buy a case of them there for $20. They last a long time. So maybe they'll get them back in next time. You never know with the way things are now on delivery of anything. They say the meat prices might be going down a little bit, Rusty. I don't know how, but they keep giving money away. I don't see how things are going to go down any. They're going to go up. This is NZERO-TR with WU2T. Go ahead.
Things are changing, that's for darn sure, and it's all what's being done, so, things are supposed to be getting better, and I'll believe it when I see it, you know. Anyway, let me run. I gotta go do a couple of things, and then I'm gonna go throw the pizza in the oven and let it cook for a while, and then I'll have me a pizza this afternoon and see what's going on. And I'll talk to you later, Tom, you and Bernice. And I'll go scan the, I'll pull those two, those two recipes that I was just talking about, and I'll scan them in, and then I'll zip them over to you. How about that?
Well, I can't wait till it gets cooler weather and 160 opens up a little bit. I saw one station there recently, but I think it was a Russian talking to a Russian. And I'd like to try out my other antenna. I haven't used it for much of anything. I tested it on a few countries a couple of months ago, but really it's a winter antenna. And for the amount of money in it, I don't know. I hope it works out. They're a little pricey. By the time you get everything for it, you know, your isolation transformer, your wire, your coax. Coax was one of the most expensive things. Man, they just don't give away that LMR 400 anymore. Everything used to be $1 a foot. Forget that. Take care, Rusty. Have a good day. W2TN0TR73.
Oh, by the way, another thing. Just send me that. Send me a copy of that plans for that super loop. I want to see. I used to have a copy of it. I want to see what that one looks like. I'll catch you later. N0TRW2T73.
Can do. You know, Bob said, well, when I started putting up that 160 vertical, he says, if you can put up a super loop, well, you ought to be able to do this easy. Well, I don't see anything that hard about putting up a super loop as long as you got some 14-gauge wire or, you know, or you can just use the bare copper-clad steel. I don't see anything that difficult about it at all. It's about the only expense is 29 feet of ladder line, and then you got to buy your ballon, and that's about it. So I don't think it's that hard. You can come look at mine, and I know you've seen it before, and copy it. I might even have one there in the junk that I've had up before, and we can just unspool it and see if it's workable, and I'll give it to you if you want it. Because if I go back up, I want to go back up just exactly like the one that's up there. And I think this one that I got in the junk box is too. I don't remember why I took it down, but I did. But there's nothing wrong with it. But there isn't a ballon on it. And it takes a 4-to-1 current ballon. And I think I might have one of them that's good. But you'd have to find a way to check it effectively. I'm not sure how to check those things. You know, once you dynamically load it, anything with that much voltage can arc over. But I wanted to go with the wire design, and I got this one in the cabinet. So you could give it a try, or have somebody that knows how to check them effectively. They're just a coil of wire in there, so I don't think it'd be that hard. I just never did put my Mark II eyeball on it to figure that out. I've checked them before, and they always check good, so at any rate, I might be able to fix you up with one. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR73.